From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The big day is finally here, Special Election Day. Voters are going to the polls to decide the fate of Proposition 50, a ballot measure that would temporarily redraw California's congressional maps and give Democrats an advantage in five key districts to offset a similar gerrymander being done by Texas Republicans. In the days leading up, the Cap Radio newsroom has been out and about listening to a wide range of voter perspectives. Here's a little taste.
It's a Sammy Hernandez Hartman. I definitely feel like it's an important one. You know, I feel like although technically like a constitutional gerrymandering in Texas, it's still completely unfair. You know, they're trying to take back, add five seats to the House for the Republicans. They already like own the House, but they're trying to have even more. So I love what Gavin Newsom's doing and trying to just kind of hit back and add five more to the Democratic side to cancel that out.
My name's Jameson Preeby, and I already voted no on this, but I'm afraid of the direction California's going. It's a reverse to what Texas tried to do with redistricting, but just way worse. The litigators, the lawyers are going to make the money. It's going to be challenged. It's going to be eventually overturned, but you know, what damage does it do in the meantime to disenfranchise rural voters?
I'm Ralph Cyphers. It's my habit to come here at election time in Sacramento City College and try to get young people interested in a political future themselves. The voting percentages are bad, of course, for the under 25 crowd. So I'd be here all the time. But I have a special interest in being out here. I strongly believe in Proposition 50. I'm telling students that it is the California Democratic Party's best attempt to try to send a message to President Trump along the lines of, don't continue to mess with the congressional elections of next fall.
Bernice Lanier. I'm voting no. First of all, I am a Republican. But secondly, I think this is ridiculous that we've spent over $1 billion just for a one little thing just because of the other party. So it's a more of a party thing back and forth. And I think we have bigger issues right now than this trying to stop. They're making laws as you and I stand here to stop all of these other things that are going on. So I don't know. I think we wasted our money.
And that is just a snapshot of views both for and against Prop 50. A reminder, Insight airs live at noon, rebroadcast at 7 p.m., so there is still time to turn in your ballot if you haven't cast one yet. But once you do, what happens next? Cap Radio local government reporter Riley Palmer spent some time at a local elections office and joins us now with more on how all of those votes get tallied and what you can expect after Election Day wraps up. Hey, Riley.
Hey, good afternoon.
So in the days and weeks leading up, I mean, the campaigns both for and against, I mean, you've seen mailers and billboards, lots of campaign ads, and you got a sense of what that was like. You went out canvassing on efforts for Prop 50. Tell us about that experience before we dive into election results.
Yeah, I did. So right before Halloween, I went out with the California Nurses Association because I wanted to get a sense of what interested groups, both for and against Prop 50, were telling the general public. CNA was campaigning in favor of Proposition 50, and I wanted to get a sense of how the process works, as in like going door to door, as well as understanding some of the concerns of the challenges ahead for nurses. I went with CNA President Kathy Kennedy, which was a fun experience in Curtis Park. Here's a taste of one of her interactions.
My name is Kathy Kennedy. I'm one of the nurses, and we're canvassing and coming around and talking to folks about Proposition 50. Okay. Are you familiar with Proposition 50?
Yep.
Did you get a ballot?
Yep.
In the mail? Did you vote?
Not yet.
Not yet? Do you have any questions about Prop 50?
I do not.
No? Okay.
I'm clear.
Do you have a plan on when you're going to vote?
Probably the November 4th, and I will drop it off in my pink ballot at the station.
So after that, we pulled off the street for a bit, and she kind of detailed for me what she feels is at stake. We talked a bit about how even though Proposition 50 is explicitly about the redrawing of congressional lines, the real fear from Democrats, and in her case, nurses, is that Republicans will continue to be in a position of power and make decisions that affect the lives of patients, which includes cutting federal funding to healthcare.
what's going to happen to people starting next month. Premiums are going to go sky high. Access to quality care is going to go down. People are going to have to make decisions between paying for their rent or seeing a physician.
I also want to add that in my reporting that day, I spoke with a man named Dwight Williams, who is head of the California Seniors Alliance and is in opposition to Proposition 50. He called the potential threats to healthcare a, quote, red herring, and felt that redistricting would harm rural communities by replacing representatives the people chose with someone new that might not understand their challenges.
Yeah, because some of the districts that could change, I mean, it would be pretty dramatic.
Yeah. You've
been talking with a lot of people in the weeks leading up to this special election day. I mean, did you get a sense if there was a really like kind of excited appetite or people really engaged and eager when it comes to this special election on Prop 50?
Yeah, people seem very engaged in this election, which is something I've kind of encountered all throughout my reporting on Proposition 50 in the community. On both sides, there seems to be just a very big sense of urgency and a high stakes feeling.
You also went out this morning. Where'd you go?
Yes, I did. Bright and early at 7 a.m. This morning, I went to the Oak Park Community Center, which is operating as their voting center, to take the temperature of how people felt on the measure. There were lots of people there before work turning in their ballots, and I got a lot of differing opinions, both no and yes. But overall, I think the issue of fairness and like the looming threats to democracy are feelings that people feel on both sides. Here's what resident Elijah Cherquez, who voted no, has to say on Proposition 50.
I voted no on 50. I'll be proud of it because it's unfair. It's unfair to all of those districts that now will be misrepresented that are vital to our economy here in California.
Yeah, and he's touching on kind of what we just discussed, is that like rural agricultural congressional districts in California that tend to vote red. Also this morning, I was trying to get a sense of how people were feeling about Election Day in the River District and if it was something on people's minds. I stopped by Loaves and Fishes, Mary's House Kitchen, to talk to staff members and those in the unhoused community about if this is something that's on their mind. I think it goes without saying sometimes that those experiencing homelessness have pressing things on their minds and at times don't have the capacity to focus on special elections. Though this redistricting effort comes at a time when Republicans seek to make sweeping cuts to social service programs and many housing assistance initiatives that trickle down to local service providers. Shannon Dominguez-Stevens runs the Loaves and Fishes Mary's House Kitchen, and I got to chat with her this morning for a bit about Prop 50. She voted yes and also went into detail about what she's been seeing since further cuts on the federal level have been made.
The decisions that are being made fiscally from the government don't necessarily impact our ability to serve. We will be here as long as the community supports this work. What it does impact is how many people come to us in need. And so we are a campus that serves unhoused people, but what we are finding is that there are more people coming to us who are housed and struggling.
I also chatted with a woman there named Deidre Spencer who came to get a hot meal this morning. She says she doesn't vote and doesn't have plans to vote, but we talked a bit about the services she relies on and her feelings on cuts.
I do feel like I rule with the Democrats because the power should be with the people. It should, your power of how you live shouldn't be in the power of no one else. I completely disagree with the cuts because there are people that need them. And I'm not talking about just people that use them. Like, I'm really in a situation where I need them. Otherwise, I would be working. I haven't been abusing the system or just, you know, using things because, like, there are people that are really out here that need them, that need food.
And I do want to make clear that this perspective is representative of the fear surrounding what will happen if Republicans continue to be in the majority. Proposition 50 is an attempt by Democrats to, quote, level the playing field.
So speaking of turning ballots in, you went to Sacramento County's election office. What did you see there? What was the experience like?
I did, yeah. So last week I went to the election office to take a tour of how ballots are processed and what things look like on the back end. It was really cool. I got to see how ballots were sorted and got to see the big machine that the pink ballots go into before the ballots get put in the hands of volunteers. When I was there, I got to record the sounds of the mail-in ballot sorting machine for listeners who may not think it was cool, but I thought it was. After the alarm goes off, you can hear all of the ballots coming in and being sorted for volunteers to inspect.
And I have been there on many election nights providing coverage in a former life as a TV reporter. So, yeah, I definitely have the visual. So today is a special election day, of course. But is there any difference compared to a normal presidential or midterm election as far as the voting process goes?
As far as the voting process goes, no, it's essentially the exact same. On the back end, from what I heard from people at the county, is that setting up for a special election with only 2 months of prep, that was a bit of a hectic mm-hmm. experience. But in terms of being a voter and voting as normal, that's pretty the same. And as a refresher, the process sort of, I mean, well, it works like this. residents in California are mailed a ballot and then can decide either to mail it back in, drop it off at a polling place, or decide to vote in person at a polling center by 8 p.m. November 4th. I also want to make it clear that as long as you're in line to vote by 8 p.m., you will still be able to vote. You just have to be at the polling place by then.
Yeah, that is really important. You just got to be in line by 8 p.m.
Exactly.
So you spoke to some of the people who are volunteering to help process the ballots, rather. What did they tell you?
Well, I saw a lot of volunteers, which I think is a promising sign to see. And I got a tour around the office. When I was there, people were analyzing signatures, organizing ballots, and there was a general hum of activity. Here's what volunteer Sarah Sweeney was discussing with me a little bit about what she does.
We are looking at the ballots to make sure that they're not torn, that they will go through the tabulating machine without getting stuck. We want to make sure they'll be read.
And just a little voting tip for people submitting their ballots today. This is what Sweeney told me. Use a dark ink, preferably black, as opposed to pencil or red pen. People like Sweeney will spend a good part of November writing over signatures so they can be read and counted if they aren't written in dark ink.
How does Sacramento County make sure that each ballot is accurately accounted for?
So the process is pretty labor intensive and it's complicated. When I was at the elections office, I got a tour by Ken Kasparis, the county's election spokesperson, and he broke it down for me.
There are a lot of different ways that people can vote. Most people vote by mail or by ballot drop box. So that's extra steps in the process that we have to go through. We have to verify every single signature on every single ballot envelope for everybody who votes by mail or by ballot drop box. And to get it right takes time. And we want to make sure that we get it right. We want to make sure that we are being as thorough as possible during this process. So we do appreciate everyone's patience. We know how frustrating it can be, but we just want to make sure that we get it right.
This is a large part, too, as to why getting official voting results can take so long, because volunteers throughout California are participating in this lengthy process. Volunteers begin counting ballots as early as October, but many people wait until the 4th to submit their ballots for various reasons. That leads to volunteers having to do more in a shorter period of time.
What are some issues that might delay a ballot getting tallied or require corrections?
Due to the official nature of voting, there's lots of little things that could require corrections. Usually it has to do with the signature on the ballot not matching the one they have on record, which is usually the signature on your driver's license. And so if they need to verify your signature, the county will reach out and ask you to sign a statement verifying that it was your signature, which then has to be signed by November 30th.
And so do voting officials have a sense, especially in Sac County, because that's where your focus was, and when results might start being known?
Well, so if there's a clear leader on election night, whoever is in the majority could declare victory, although the vote counting process takes all month. Kasper said that they generally have a good sense of how the vote will go within the first couple weeks, but the deadline for the county to certify their vote is December 2nd.
December 2nd. And what's the final deadline for results to be certified?
So for the state of California, they will certify their results by December 12th.
Yeah. And just a quick clarification, at Sacramento County, the election office, they're actually paid staffers who are trained. They are not volunteers. Riley, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Riley Palmer is a CAP Radio local government reporter giving us a rundown on how votes are getting tallied and how voters are feeling during this special election.